whatever. And Prabhupada came to the road. He didn't know anybody in America. Very few people that he knew. One of them was Michael Grant. So Srila Prabhupada called him and told him what happened. Michael Grant did not have a large enough space to invite Srila Prabhupada to stay with him. So he arranged for Prabhupada to stay with one of his friends. And so Prabhupada stayed with that couple for some time. And in the meantime, Michael Grant found this place for Srila Prabhupada, the storefront, 26 Second Avenue, and one apartment at the back of that building. And so that's how the movement started. In course of time, Michael Grant and his girlfriend, Jenny, became initiated by Srila Prabhupada. After they got Srila initiated, then Prabhupada told them, now that you are initiated, you can't live like boyfriend, girlfriend. You have to get married. So they got married. Prabhupada actually conducted their wedding. And then Michael Grant actually went to the West Coast because he saw a big possibility of Krishna consciousness movement in the West. I mean, in a way, we have to recognize that these individuals are actually Krishna management. They took birth in America to help Srila Prabhupada by Krishna management. So then Mukunda Maharaj, at that time Mukunda Das, he with his wife went back to San Francisco. So San Francisco, as you all know, was the center of the hippie culture at that time, or center of the youth culture of America. So he went to San Francisco, and two of his friends, along with their girlfriends, also joined him to set up the first center in the West Coast, in San Francisco, near the Head Ashbury. The Head Ashbury, there are two roads, Head and Ashbury, and that area was the center of the youth culture of America at that time, near Golden Gate Park. And so there he found another storefront for Srila Prabhupada, and he invited Srila Prabhupada to come there. So his two friends, Mukunda Maharaj's two friends were who later became Shamsundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu. And their wives were, Shamsundar Prabhu's wife was Malati Mataji, who is the first woman GBC of ISKCON. And Jamuna Mataji, who you know, every morning you hear Govinda Mahapurusham. This was recorded by, sung by Jamuna Mataji, who left her body last year. And this Govinda Madhipurusham was recorded by the Beatles in the Apple studio. And George Harrison played the guitar in that, and he sang. Why are you fixing it now? What are we doing at that point? It doesn't go up or what? Is it focused or?
It's focused, it's just done.
Then what do you want to do?
Positions a bit.
If you want to lift it, you can do. So so one day Malati Mataji got went to a curio shop. They went together, I think, but she's the one who got it. Got a figurine from a curio shop, Indian curio shop. And she thought that she would offer it to Shri Prabhupada. And when she gave it to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada immediately offered full obeisances to that. And she was surprised. And Prabhupada asked whether there were some other figures also. They said, yes, there were two other figures. And that is how. So Prabhupada said immediately, told them, go get them. So they went and got them. And they were the, that is how Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra appeared in his court. Prabhupada told them, Shamsundar Prabhu was actually a scholar. He used to, he had skill in wood carving. So Prabhupada asked him whether he could carve these deities in a bigger way from wood. And they were the first deities that were installed in his temple in the West. In San Francisco, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra appeared in this way and they were installed in that way. One afternoon, Prabhupada came to the temple room and found that Jagannath is missing. So Prabhupada asked what happened, and Prabhupada said, the devotees told that the devotees have taken Jagannath to Golden Gate Park. Prabhupada was a little annoyed and he told that you can't take Jagannath out so whimsically like that. The deities cannot be taken out like that. So then Prabhupada himself immediately went to Golden Gate Park and Prabhupada saw that the devotees are chanting and dancing around Lord Jagannath. So he was very pleased to see that, and then Prabhupada asked them that you can't take Jagannath out, but there is a way to take Jagannath out. And that is in the chariot festival. In a festival of chariot, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra could be taken out. And in this way the devotees became inspired to hold the first Rath Yatra festival in San Francisco. They got a flatbed truck, and the flatbed truck was decorated as chariot. And that is how the first chariot festival was conducted. So then now, as you can see, like Jagannath's chariot festival is being conducted all over the world in different parts of in all the major cities of the world. And in Durban, tomorrow we are going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Chariot Festival. So, so this is how Jagannath plays a very important role in ISKCON's Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also took shelter of Jagannath after taking sannyas. And another consideration here is, who is Jagannath? Naturally, Jagannath is Krishna. He is with Balaram and Subhadra. Now the question is, why Jagannath looks like this? Why Krishna looks like this? When you say Krishna, Krishna has a specific form and Krishna is worshipped in a certain way. I mean, Jagannath doesn't look like Krishna. Nor does Balaram, Baladeva, and Subhadra. And this has been described in, actually it was a, this narration came from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He mentioned that one day, the queens of Dwarka asked Mother Rohini about to tell them about Krishna's Braja Leela, Vrindavan pastimes, because they used to see that Krishna's heart is in Vrindavan. During the daytime, Krishna is absent-minded, as if his mind is somewhere else. And at night they used to hear Krishna speak in his dream, calling out to the residents of Vrindavan. That means they could see that Krishna in his dream has gone to Vrindavan. So this is how they could see that Krishna is actually always in Vrindavan. Krishna's heart is in Vrindavan. Krishna is in Vrindavan, although he is in Dwarka. Therefore, out of curiosity, the queens of Krishna asked Mother Rohini to tell them about Vrindavan. So Mother Rohini became, Rohini told them that she would tell them about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela when Krishna would not be around. Because if Krishna gets to hear about his Vrindavan pastime, his activities in Vrindavan, the activities with the devotees of Vrindavan, then Krishna will become very heartbroken. So that's why they decided to tell them about Braja Leela when Krishna would not be around. So one day, when Krishna and Balaram were not there, they all gathered around Mother Rohini and requested Mother Rohini to tell them about Vrindavan pastimes. So they all assembled in a big hall. Must have been a very big hall to fit 16,000 queens. And Subhadra was kept at the door so that no one could come in. So when Mother Rohini was narrating Krishna's Braja Leela, Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna and Balaram just appeared there. And Subhadra was supposed to warn them that Krishna and Balaram have come. But hearing about Krishna's pastimes, Subhadra became speechless. Although she wanted to warn them, but he couldn't speak, she couldn't speak. Therefore, she stretched her arms and stopped Krishna and Balaram from entering. And Krishna and Balaram, just standing there at the doorway, kept on listening to the Braja Leela. And hearing the Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna and Balaram assumed this form, where their faces lit up with a bright smile, the eyes bloomed like the fully bloomed lotuses, the arms were stretched out with an intense desire to embrace those residents of Vrindavan. And seeing them in this way, Subhadra also assumed a similar form. And she felt very guilty that she stopped them by stretching her arms. Therefore, her arms were withdrawn within her body. So, this is how Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra assumed this form. It's a very special form where Krishna of Dwarka is yearning to go back to her. Krishna is missing the residents of Vrindavan, his most intimate devotee, so much so that he assumes his beautiful form. That is how Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra appear. About the chariot festival, there's a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The residents of Vrindavan went to Kurukshetra to take bath in Samanta Panchak in Kurukshetra on the occasion of solar eclipse. And at that time, Krishna also went there, because it's a custom since time immemorial to take bath in Samanta Panchak on the occasion of the solar eclipse. And when, after taking the bath the next day, when they were preparing to leave Kurukshetra, the residents of Vrindavan got to know that Krishna was there. So as soon as they heard, they just ran to meet Krishna. And Krishna also was already on a chariot about to leave. But at that time, although Srimati Radharani met Krishna after 100 years of separation, she was feeling disappointed that this is not the Krishna that she knew. To her, this Krishna seemed to be a different person altogether. She felt that the Krishna that I know is a cowherd boy, but this person is a prince. The Krishna that I know wears a peacock feather on his head, but this person is wearing a crown on his head. The Krishna that I know wears a flower garland, but this Krishna is bedecked with necklaces and jewels. My Krishna wears a yellow silk garment, but this Krishna is dressed in royal robes. My Krishna plays flute. He has a flute in his hand, but this Krishna is carrying weapons in his hand. So in this way, Radharani felt that this is not the Krishna that I knew. And the residents of Vrindavan understood rather on his mind. Therefore, he got hold of the chariot along with the horses and started to pull the chariot towards Vrindavan. So that is the Ratha Yatra festival. And it is the residents of Vrindavan who are pulling the chariot with an intention to unite Krishna with Srimati Radharani. So that is the chariot festival. That's why this chariot festival is so important. Radharani becomes pleased that those who are pulling the chariot, they are actually trying to bring Krishna to her. Therefore, those who pull the chariot of Jagannath receive special mercy of Srimati Radharani. That, oh, these devotees are trying to bring Krishna to me. So she feels very, very happy and very compassionate and merciful towards those who pull the chariot. So, there are other anecdotes also, there are other historical narrations also of Lord Jagannath's appearance. But these are the significant informations about Jagannath's appearance and Ratha Yatra festival in our scriptures. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra.
Hare Krishna,
नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात जगन्नाथ इंस्टॉलेशन एनिवर्सरी सेलिब्रेशन की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी गौर प्रेमानंदे ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the assembled devotee. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य शील प्रभुवाद
Hare Krishna, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj ki
Jai. Shri Prabhupada.
So, Prasadam will be served in the hall. Also, please remember.